Paid in Full by April Anderson Gohier. I had put myself in a tough spot. Pay a full tithe or go to college. I had heard about the blessings of tithing, but did I qualify? From the time I received the first birthday dollar from my grandmother, I was taught to save one dime to return to the Lord as tithing. Tithing settlements were something I always looked forward to. I loved to watch the bishop put a check mark by the words full tithe payer and know that the Lord was pleased with me. I'd never held much of a job growing up, and most of my income came from babysitting. I kept my tithing in a separate envelope until I remembered to take it to church. Often, 6 months' worth of tithing went with me to tithing settlement. When I got my first job after high school, I decided to open a checking account so that I would have easier access to my money. Unfortunately, I didn't open a savings account for my tithing, and I hadn't formed the habit of paying it on a monthly basis. But I lived at home and spent very little money, so I didn't worry much about it. I love working as a nurse's aide at the local hospital, and by the 1st of December I decided to apply for admission to the nearby junior college. I counted what I had in the bank and was excited to confirm that I had enough money for housing and tuition for the next 3 semesters if I finished working the rest of the month. So I went to the college, made a down payment for my housing, and paid my tuition. The rest of the housing money was due when I started school the first week of January. It was then that I realized I had forgotten to take into account the tithing that was outstanding when I balanced my books. What was I going to do? When my tithing settlement appointment came, I was still unsure how I would handle my situation. It was the first settlement I had attended without my family, and as I sat waiting for my turn, I was tempted for the first time in my life to not pay a full tithe. After all, I reasoned, I'd always paid a full tithe before. What would just this 1 year matter? Besides, I could always make it up during next year, and my family wouldn't be there to hear me pronounce the words part tithe payer. All the stories I'd ever heard about people paying their tithing and still being able to meet bills came to my mind. But they don't apply to me, I thought. I'm in this situation because I put myself here. I just simply have to choose. Do I want to pay a full tithe, or do I want to go to college? I still wasn't sure until the bishop looked me in the eye and asked, "Does this amount represent a full tithe?" "It doesn't now, but it will," I answered, as I took out my checkbook and wrote a check for the $80 I owed. Peace flooded over me, and I knew I had made the right choice. After praying about my situation, I decided to go ahead with my plans for college. I went to the housing office, and I was given a 2-week extension. Then I went looking for a job. I found one in the cafeteria, but I wouldn't be paid in time to meet my obligation. On the last day of the extension, I went to the mailbox and found a check made out to me from the hospital. It was for $90 for the accrued sick and personal leave days I had not taken. I had no idea it was coming. I now had enough for my tithing and the $80 I owed at the housing office. This time, I paid my tithing first. End of the article, Paid in Full by April Anderson Gohier.